You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's Tip Uptown USA edition. Barbecue Bob and I jumped in the grilling rig, shot north for a couple hours, and we are at Houghton Lake. If you're not, you need to get up here because it's going to be a fantastic day. We got a lot going on. I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, that's right. And I actually had the honor of driving because we're towing my big smoker. So I figured if anybody's going to ruin it on the way up, it'd be me.
Yeah.
So all the way up, Jop's in the backseat bitching about his Vegas trip, how he didn't get to go to a smorgasbord. So we're cutting across the state, and I knew of this great place, Max Fields. And I thought, we're going to take them there. And we went in there, and, dude, first of all, it's in Blanchard, Michigan. Isn't that a great place?
Yeah, it's kind of out in the middle of nowhere, but it was on our way.
Lots of crab legs.
Right.
And the dude next to us, he brought in a mountain on each plate.
Bubba was eating some crab.
Did he have five plates? Did you count them?
I wasn't. I lost count at five is what it was. This dude was throwing
but
down on some crab.
But it's just
legs,
north of Edmore. Great place. Huge smorgasbord. And so I got you there. I got you back.
Because
he's just in a bad shape. He was dying to go to a great smorgasbord in Vegas. And
I think they call them buffets. Smorgasbord's one of them north of the bridge words. Do they have those in Flatland down here? Smorgasbord?
Why you got to be that kind of guy?
Well, I just don't know if I know that term.
So anyway, we will not sit here and
talk
about this. Ain't no biatch. So we right now have Ron from Best Choice Market. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Good morning, Bob and Jop.
Hey, thanks for coming out today, Ron, because you are our favorite purveyor of the North, man. And but before we get into what we're doing, we want to talk a little bit about R&J Best Choice Market, because you are an island in the middle of this big old lake of Houghton Lake, and people need to know what you're doing over there, man.
Hey, we're famous for our meats and our seafood and our baking and all that stuff. I brought you some cheesy bread this morning.
Yes, you did.
And we're the new owners. We've owned it a year and a half, and we got to buy a great place that was been there for 10 years.
So did they have you've got a lot of really cool specialty stuff. Did they have all that specialty stuff when you bought it?
They had a lot of specialty stuff, but we've been adding stuff. You know, we got the milk from the local farm, and then we're doing the fried chicken now and the pizzas.
What do you mean? You say milk from the local farm. Are you talking about Hillhoff?
No, we're talking about Shetler's Dairy up in Kalkaska.
Oh.
Yes, we got glass bottled milk, and it's all, you know, no antibiotics, you know,
yeah.
Grass-fed.
Ooh, that's good. That's good stuff.
So let's talk about the meat you're bringing down to our demo today, because you're supplying all the meat that we're demoing. So if you stop in and see us, whatever you have here came from R&J Best Choice. R&J stands for Ron and Joanne. So you get all the glory and all the radio time, but she's back there doing all the work right now.
She's actually at home right now, but anyway, we're bringing stuff down there. We're having our seafood sale for the next two weekends, Tip Uptown weekends. So we're bringing some great seafood down there. We're bringing wild-caught USA shrimp, scallops from the USA, wild sea scallops, and then we're bringing yellowfin tuna, and we're bringing also marinated fresh salmon down to you there with a maple Mackinac recipe.
We're
there.
We're going to cook some of that.
With maple syrup and stuff.
Ooh,
on it. So
that's going to be good on the smoker. Yeah, that's going to be good on the smoker. Now, let's talk about that salmon a little bit. Now, you said it's marinated. What is it marinated in?
It's a maple syrup and different seasonings, and I didn't bring the exact recipe with me.
That's fine, but so we're going to have a maple salmon. Now, Barbecue Bob, how are we going to put that together today? Because one of the fun things about being a grilling guy is you get a new ingredient that, as far as I know, now I've grilled and smoked salmon before, but not a maple salmon. So my thought is that with the maple on there, it's going to have a little sugar content. We might have an opportunity to caramelize that a little bit. What are you thinking?
Well, here's I'll tell you what this is. See, now you're in my woods here.
This is
my neck of the woods, because I grew up just down the road, and up here we call this stuff fish candy. So this is fish candy, and it's going to smoke up better than any salmon you've ever smoked up. You can't stop eating it. It's got this, it will caramelize, it'll glaze, and after it, you know, you take it out of the smoker and let it dry out like you would for jerky or anything like that.
Right.
It'll be just beautiful little textured nuggets, and that maple syrup forms like a cocoon around it, and it's fantastic.
So the salmon is going to be skinned, or is the skin on it?
Oh, no, it's skinned. Yeah,
right.
We sell it that way.
Okay, so we're going to put that on the smoker. We're going to put it right on the grate.
He's got us all set up, dude. He's been soaking planks for us. So we're going to cedar plank it.
That's where I was going.
We're all set.
All right, so we're going to use a cedar plank. Now, can you just go down to the hardware and buy a cedar shake and use that as a cedar plank, Ron, or where did you get these planks from?
Oh, actually, we have them right from our seafood company. We have the regular cedar planks, but I guess you can go to the hardware store if you want to use theirs.
But the point is that when I come to R&J, everything that I need to put a cedar plank salmon on my smoker is in your store. You can pick it up. And, Ron, I'm willing to bet that you got people there that will talk you through this stuff, too. If I walked in and I said, you know what, I heard on the grilling guys that you can do cedar plank salmon. I've never done it. People there can help you out, set people up, right?
Yes, we can. We got the planks. We can tell you what to do, tell you when to soak them, cook them all on the plank. We got the recipes. We got the salmon. We carry everything all the time.
Yeah, I'm telling you, dude, when you go in there, you're going to get it because it's your time. It's your kind of store. It's you and I go nuts in places like this when we find them.
Right.
This is the one you can find.
So let's talk about something else that's on that list that I have never grilled. And I'll be the first to admit it because it's not one of my favorite dishes, and that's the scallops. Oftentimes when I have eaten scallops in the past, they're gritty. So they're probably not cleaned properly is what I can only surmise from that. So therefore, I've always shied away from them. But we're going to be cooking them today. Are we going to grill those or are we going to smoke those, Bob?
We are going to be smoking the scallops.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're setting up the big box, the smoker that we dragged up here last night behind the truck. And we're going to set that at, what's the temperature we're going to smoke at today?
We're going to probably want to go no higher than 225, 250. And, you know, this time of year I can't quite get it to 300 anyway because it's such a big unit. But I think about 2 1/4 would be good for those, and we'll let them sit on there for about an hour and a half max.
And how are we going to know if scallops are done? Is it going to be?
You're going to feel them.
Okay, that's what I thought.
They're going to firm up, and I've got a thermopen in my pocket all the time, so I think you already know the answer to that.
Well, I do, but I've never cooked scallops.
I think you're being parochial right now.
No, I am not a Catholic schoolboy. I am a lot of things, but I am not a parochial.
Well, you're wearing plaid.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
we're going to smoke
them. You know, you got to get over this. If I'm giving you like a chub or something like that, you really think I'm sexy
we're
with this hat on?
Too? Do you have chub?
You
in
just
the store?
Get it out in the open. You want to come out? Do it today on the show. All right.
It's all good, Daddy.
Because I know I'm cute.
This just train just went off the track right there. We're gonna bring it back.
So we're gonna smoke these scallops, and then we're gonna throw them on skewers and wrap them in bacon. Throw them on skewers, and we're gonna finish them off on the infrared.
Okay, very cool. Because
it's going to be killer.
Because
Trust me.
We want that bacon a little bit crispy. You don't want to be eating rubber bacon, right?
We want it way crispy.
Yes, we want it way crispy. But we also bring in our famous brats down. We have 13 different varieties of brats we make in the store. We'll have those on the grill for you there.
Yeah.
So in case you would rather have those than scallops.
Well, you know what? I would probably, but I'm going to try it all. And so can you, because if you come down and you join us, there's a family tent, kind of the hub of Tip-Up Town, USA. It's on the south end of the lake on M55. Barbecue Bob and I are going to be grilling up a bunch of Ron's food from 1 to 3 today. And guess what? It's all free. We're giving it away. Just come on down, get a little tasty morsel, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's right. And we even pulled a health permit this time. What do you think of that?
Well, we better. We're all over northern Michigan on this radio station telling people we're giving away food.
Okay, which is really funny because, like, one of the first events we did like this years ago at Standale Lumber in Grand Rapids, we got shut down because we're broadcasting all over West Michigan that we're giving away free food. Health inspector comes in and says, yeah, let's see your permit.
Yeah.
All right, you guys are done.
Yeah. So we went out back and finished our deal.
So yeah. It's Best Choice Market. It's on the corner of Old 27 and 55. We're staying at the hotel just right up the street from you. Do you see why I love this area so much? It's so cool. There's so many great individuals that live out here. And the good folks at UPS 98.5 and the Twister have just taken great care of us. I mean great care of us.
Yep.
And you can tell, dude. It's the ladies around this station that do all the work, all right?
Yeah, we're on it. I know. I'm watching them. They're sweating it right now with the grilling guys in a big way.
I think they're just sweating because we're here.
Right. It's the white chromer. I'm back on it.
It goes with the panting.
Yeah, right.
I get it. It's a big deal.
Yep. Coming up next, we're going to be bringing this train to the station. We're going to talk a little bit about Operation GI Barbecue and a little bit more about what we're doing today. So you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and 98.5 WPS. Stick with us. We'll be back.